Bolivia, socialists declare election win with less than 6% of votes counted. By BenQ on October 19, 2020. The socialist candidate backed by former President Evo Morales preemptively declared victory in Sunday's presidential election before the vast majority of votes had been counted, setting the stage for a potentially contentious scenario when Bolivia's election body announces the full results on Tuesday. Exit polls projected that Luis Arce, a former finance minister under Morales and candidate for his Movement for Socialism, MAS, party, secured more than 50% of the vote in Sunday's ballot. His closest rival, former President Carlos Mesa, was projected to win just over 30%. Candidates must win at least 50% to avoid a runoff election with the second highest recipient of votes. In a midnight broadcast from the capital of La Paz, Arce declared victory. An hour later, Bolivia's Supreme Electoral Tribunal, TSE, announced that it had counted less than 6% of votes, meaning Arce declared victory with less than that number counted. "We have reclaimed democracy and above all, we have reclaimed hope," said the 57-year-old, known by his supporters as Lucho. "We will govern for all Bolivians, we will bring unity to our country." Arce notably did not mention Morales in his victory speech, who earlier that night had dramatically declared he would return to Bolivia from Argentina despite outstanding criminal investigations against him on charges of terrorism and statutory rape. As of Monday morning, just 21.7% of the votes had been recorded, meaning close to 80% of votes are yet to be counted. Opposition candidates Carlos Mesa and Luis Fernando Camacho have yet to comment on the results, with their spokespeople confirming they are waiting for complete and official data. According to the country's Electoral Commission, the full results will be released on Tuesday. Although it appears likely that Arce topped the poll, his declaration of an outright victory before the vast majority of votes have been counted is especially contentious given that he requires at least 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff against another the second-placed candidate. There are also reports of irregularities in relation to absentee ballots in voting stations in Argentina, which is home to hundreds of thousands of Bolivian expats. Arce's reported victory was also celebrated by Morales, currently living in exile in Argentina, who took to Twitter to declare a resounding victory for his candidate. "Sisters and brothers, the will of the people has been imposed. There has been a resounding victory for the MAS IPSP. Our political movement will have a majority in both houses," he wrote. "We have returned millions of votes, now we are going to restore dignity and freedom to the people." A far-left revolutionary who led Bolivia for 14 years, Morales resigned from office and fled to Mexico, then Argentina, last October after an audit by the Organization of American States, OAS, found irregularities in the results of the presidential election. Morales claimed victory in the election, granting him a fourth term, despite the Bolivian constitution containing term limits that made his candidacy illegal. He was later replaced by the vice president of the Senate, Janine Inez Chavez, whose administration later issued a warrant for his arrest on charges of crimes against humanity. Among the accusations against him include planning acts of terrorism, attempting to starve parts of the country's population, and engaging in acts of pedophilia by fathering a child with an underage teen. Inez, who pulled out as a candidate, but oversaw the election process, conceded that her left-wing rival appeared to have won the election. "We do not yet have the official count, but the data we do have shows that Mr. Arce and his running mate, Mr. Choquehuanca, won the election," she tweeted. "I congratulate the winners and ask them to govern thinking of Bolivia and its democracy." Arce's victory was celebrated by leading figures within the Latin American left, including Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro and Argentine President Alberto Fernández. "A great victory," tweeted Maduro. "United and aware, the Bolivian people have used votes to defeat the coup they carried out against our brother Evo." The victory of Arce in Bolivia is not only good news for those of us who defend democracy in Latin America, it is also an act of justice in the face of the aggression suffered by the Bolivian people, wrote Fernandez. "Should Arce ultimately prove victorious, this would represent the latest success for the Latin American left, who, having dominated the continent during the turn of the 21st century, lost practically all their ground in the past 5 years to conservative governments. Over the past 2 years, both Argentina and Mexico have elected socialist leaders, while the dictatorships of Nicolás Maduro in Venezuela, Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua, and Castro's Cuba continue to retain their grip on authority. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.